Hey folks, on this episode of Raising Equity, I'll be reflecting on week two of the Self-Love Journal.
Video recordings of this podcast can be found on raisingequity.org and Raising Equity on YouTube.
All right, so here we are at week two. The mantra for this week was, I'm creating a new relationship with my body based on love and appreciation. And so I want to share a little bit about some of the reflections that I had related to this mantra and some of the questions that came up. And it was asking us to think about, you know, what have you been told about your body? And this can sometimes be a loaded topic for lots of folks for different reasons, right? Gendered, racially, so in terms of sexual orientation. And so, you know, I'm a Black woman. I can't separate my Blackness from my womanness. So I'll talk a little bit about the gender piece of this, but also the race piece. And what I just want to name is that we often only think of women when we think about like body issues or what we've been told about our bodies or expectations around bodies. But there's a lot of pressure for people who identify as men in terms of what sometimes called the Adonis complex, like that they have to show up in a particular way, muscular, looking like a god. And so I just want to name, I'm going to talk a lot about my reflections in terms of identifying as a woman, but that does not discount or mean that other bodied folks don't have similar dynamics or maybe even different dynamics that have them needing to unravel what they've been told about their body, the expectations that they have been put on them around their body, and then how they navigate that. So I was thinking about what I've been told about my body as a woman and as a Black woman. And I think that there has been some shift in the literature. So historically, when we thought about like eating disorders, it was assumed to be a white woman's issue. Those were white women's disorders. Black women, women of color didn't have those issues. And what we've seen over the years is that that's not necessarily true. That yes, there are some cultures where being more voluptuous, having more weight on your body is actually seen as a sign of wealth, of health, and is attractive. Those expectations around body and needing to be small or needing to, you know, look a particular way have put pressure on women of all racial and ethnic backgrounds. And so I know for me, having developed younger and always having been a little bit bigger than people my age sooner, I had to think about for this mantra, like how I have had to work to create a relationship with my body that was healthy, that wasn't shaming, or you need to change something, or you need to do something for it to be different. And that's been a journey. It's been a journey of really pushing back against what society and even what I had started to pick up, the narratives that I had started to pick up about what I should look like. And so this question about what I've been told brought up a lot of those different narratives. You know, you need to be smaller, you need to lose weight, you need to all of these pressures. And what I have appreciated most about my body as I've aged is my willingness to stick to figuring out how to care for my body in a way that has taken the focus away from being smaller and put it on being stronger. And so I appreciate the things that my body has done that have been feats of strength. So when I was reflecting in this journal on that question about like what I appreciate most about my body, I thought about birthing my children. That was a feat, right? But then I've also thought about the work that I do, the reps that I put in to build strength. And so one of my goals for last year was to get a pull-up. And so for some folks, that might sound like not a big deal at all. But for me, that was a challenge. That was a hard thing. Like starting with, oh gosh, maybe 8 years ago now, I was pushing myself to like consistently work on strength, not just working on losing weight and being smaller. I was able to get my push-up maybe 5 years ago. I should look at the date, actually. I have the video, right? And so the next goal was a pull-up, and then I'm also working on a pistol squat. And I kind of have my pistol squat. It's not the deepest squat, pistol squat there is, but it's emerging, right? And so when I thought about what I most appreciate about my body, it's those feats of strength. And what I like about those examples is that they're body weight exercises. It's things that I'm doing with my body, right? I'm mastering being able to move and carry that weight in a way that is not like burdensome, like, oh, frustrated. Oh, I'm carrying this weight. It's like, I'm strong. I'm carrying this weight. I'm lifting this weight. I'm pulling up this weight. And so I'm curious for you, when you think about what you appreciate about your body, you know, what comes to mind, and would love to hear your thoughts. And then this last question around, how do you speak love to your body? Again, I think that being at this point in my life where I'm middle-aged, I hesitated saying that. I guess I'm middle-aged. I am showing up and loving my body, thinking about wanting to be 70, 80. You know, I want to have longevity, and I want to love my body in a way that allows me to show up as strong as I can in my later years. So that looks like things like, you know, hydrating, getting my sleep, stretching, continuing to build my muscles, like the muscle mass in my body, and those like body weight exercises, so I can keep going upstairs, carrying in my groceries, those sorts of things. And so when I slow down to think about this, like journaling in this week, it made me realize that like those things that I'm doing to love my body, they're, I don't want to say small, like I want to make sure I'm not saying unimportant, but they're small and they're doable. And if I can really frame them as, this is loving me, this is caring for all of who I am holistically, this is showing up for my physical body so that I can, you know, have the best experience in this vessel for the time that I'm here, it actually helps to make it more doable, right? There are times where it feels like a chore, whether it's to prep a meal or to go get that workout in. And I'm not saying this in a way of like, oh, trying to, you know, shame if you're not engaging in exercise in a consistent way. I'm saying this in a way that says like, no, that for me, that's how I show up for myself and love on my physical body. And that's going to look different for everyone. For some folks, it might be as simple as making sure they get sleep, because sleep matters, right? Like that is important. For someone else, it might be like making sure that they drink water. And so that journey of loving your physical body is going to look different for everyone. And I want to be clear that I think too often we have made it a narrow idea of what that looks like. And so I hope that this week helped you reflect on the stories you've been told about your body, what you appreciate about your body, and then thinking about how you love or how you aim to love in the future your body. So hope that percolated some thoughts for you. Please do share your thoughts and comments with me. I'm Dr. Kira Banks across socials, and I'll see you next time on Raising Equity.